One, two, three, is this thing on?
Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. And everyone's dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. Well, you may get a sentimental feeling when you hear the voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. We're rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit reign. And everyone's dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Christmas, Barbara.
Merry Christmas, Lynn.
You too, Pop.
Well, you may get a sentimental feeling when you hear the voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. We're rocking around the Christmas tree at a happy holiday. And everyone dancing merrily in the new
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Roll the fucking tape.
Boo!
If we're standing on wasted youth and the cup isn't always full, I guess that we're living proof of the young and miserable.
Hello and welcome to episode 9 of the Young and Miserable podcast. In this episode, we're gonna look back over previous podcasts. 'Cause it's Christmas, and that's what you do. You look back over the year, and you think about it, and you analyze it. Remember how good your life is at Christmas. There you go. The next number one.
I don't know. Is that already a number one?
What?
You didn't even know what that was that I was playing then, did you?
What were you playing?
No, we're going to play it later.
Oh, it was oh, it was Paul McCartney.
It was, yeah. It was Paul McCartney. Was that number one? Was that number one, though?
We should know this.
No idea. No idea.
What was number? What? Yeah,
hello, everybody.
Hello and welcome to the what is it? Episode 9 of the Young and Miserable podcast series 2.
Nah, it's not 9.
Is it 8?
Don't even fucking know. You know, it's Christmas special. You know.
All right, fine. It's the Christmas special. Episode. We've had a great year of episodes. We've had some guests.
We've had guests for the first time, really. Official guests.
Official
for the
guests
first
for
time.
The first time.
We've had drop-ins.
We've had drop-ins, yeah.
Dropouts.
We're the dropouts. And we've had, you know, many songs again. In fact, in this series alone, we've probably had, if you work it out, we've had about 20-odd songs.
Have we?
Well, no more, because we've had 3 songs per episode at least. And then we had an old music episode where we just played a whole gig. So there's probably, and if you, you know, work that out over, what, 7 or 8 episodes?
Yeah, it's probably, yeah. We've really brought the music in this, you know, in this season.
What are you saying?
We brought the music in this season.
We've brought the music.
It's season 2, isn't it?
Oh,
is it
sorry, season? I was thinking of
is it a series?
Season.
I don't know.
Series, season, I see what you mean. Yeah. We've definitely brought the music
We've brought the music.
It's like we've gone back and gone, you know what works? Or what we think works, music, and then we've just done, let's put loads of that in.
Yeah, so we're probably going to keep that up in the new year, eh? In the new year, we're just
going
to...
more like a budget meeting than a podcast now.
Sorry.
What are we doing in the new year?
Oh, shit. They
know we're going to be after this in the new year. Like, let's not say anything before we know for sure.
Okay. Don't be like that.
No, I do like this. I'm only joking. Christmas. What's your favourite Christmas memory ever?
Oh, fucking hell, man. Don't know. Just like the old Christmases, you know what I mean? When you're a kid, Christmas is.
Yeah,
it's Christmas,
climbing,
you know,
down the chimney, open up your apples and your winkles. And
I like that, you know, like fucking grandma's house Christmas, you know. Did you have a
grandma's house Christmas?
I don't know why I call it saying grandma, because I don't call either of my grandma's grandma.
Is this isn't a film or something? This is just you saying an experience? Like
me nan... my mum's mum used to like go like right over the top with decorations, you know, all the hanging down, like different colours,
paper
things,
chains,
yeah,
sort
and
of thing.
Like
what's it called, like bunting, but what's it called? That
in... I mean, maybe in my mind, like I'm like over exaggerating it, but I just seem to remember it just being like, oh my fucking god, like so much Christmas decorations, like, you know, I don't know if I suppose they were me like great best Christmas memories, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess we've got that to look forward to, though, to do. I love being the person who plans Christmas, even though it's just usually me and Kiara. I love planning it all out and getting it all ready in the meal. I love cooking the meal now and doing all that shit. And the best moment of all that is when you're washing the dishes on Christmas night, and it's like sort of dark out and you still got the lights up, and then there's like something on the telly and people are sleeping in the room, or whatever. That little period of time is like almost like a magic little time, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
do you know,
yeah,
like
I do.
Like I don't know, early morning when you're camping or something like that. I don't know, I say like I go camping a lot, but I'm trying to think of those periods of time that just seem like dead quiet and dead empty. Do you know what it reminds me of? This is such a specific memory. Do you know on the BFG when she wakes up and catches the BFG taking everyone's dreams or whatever the fuck he does to them?
Yeah.
That whole time when it's like everyone's asleep and the lights are on and he's just creeping through the streets.
Yeah.
It sounds really sinister now, doesn't it? But that is like perfect. You want to make it even better, add a bit of rain going on in the background, but that's never going to happen at that time.
Bit of rain?
The sound of trickling water
like
around
snow.
Me, I find very relaxing.
Wouldn't want the snow though, wouldn't you? On Christmas Day, doing the dishes. Yeah, but on Christmas snow, at that moment, it starts snowing.
The aesthetics there, I get it. It's Christmas, but
you're indoors.
It's cold,
it's warm,
and I hate snow. Like I really do. I love.
But you like the rain.
I like the rain. I wanna know.
Have you ever seen the rain?
I just like don't coming down on Christmas Day. No, we haven't.
Yeah, I know what you mean though. Them times like this is that. You know, and it's like a super Sunday, and it's like you can kind of get that sort of sensation.
Super Sunday. You're saying that like Christmas is always on a Sunday or something?
No, but I think Christmas on a Monday this year?
It is on a Monday this year.
No, as in like, you know, like that Sunday morning, like I have that kind of similar feeling of Sunday morning. It's like everything's just fucking quiet, everyone's chilling,
most people are still in bed
and yeah and there's that time, and it's, you know, but like on Christmas Day, that's like the dishes time there, but like times like 10 or something,
yeah,
so it's like a super Sunday
super
morning
Sunday.
In the
like
evening on any
day Sunday.
yeah
and if it collapses in on itself, lad, there'll be no more Sundays ever again.
Sunday's cancelled,
Christmas is cancelled.
Oh, fucking no, don't cancel Christmas.
Chill out on Christmas, guys. When you're washing your dishes, try not to go overboard.
No, I feel very lucky. I've always had really nice Christmases.
Have you ever been the host at Christmas?
No.
You've always been gone along. That's good. Do you ever have the desire to be the host, though, or you're not asked about it?
I mean, I don't know if I've hosted Christmas parties or something like that, maybe, but I've never done, like... No, not like where I've done all the dinner, like, not like where you're, you know...
I feel like I've messed up this year a little bit. I've got I cooked a ham the other week and it was so good that I wish it would have been the ham I had on Christmas Day, and I've already committed to making chicken on Christmas Day, and I'm not allowed to do two meats because I'm the only one who eats the meat, so ridiculous. You know what I mean? It'd be like some kind of Tudor meal. Henry VIII with fucking chicken stuffed in a ham. But I've had to commit to chicken, and for some reason I keep just ending up with chicken thighs, lad, at the minute.
Do you mean you keep ending up with chicken thighs?
Well, I bought what we thought were chicken legs that came in the post as chicken thighs.
I like chicken thighs though.
They're
a lot of people shit on chicken thighs.
Too much,
but
they're a bit like they get a bit because they're like when I'm eating it. God, this is so boring. They're the most fleshy thing. They feel like it's pieces of meat when I'm eating that. Do you know what I mean?
Which you well,
flesh, whereas other meat, I just don't think about that.
So you're not? Are you ever not having? You're not doing a turkey then?
No, I never do turkey.
It's what is the thing with turkey? Is turkey an American thing?
I think it's just very traditional. And I think over the years, people have realised that like most people can't cook turkey because they always get really dry because it's such a big bird.
Well, what's your favourite childhood Christmas memory?
My favourite childhood... I mean, I've definitely said this on our last Christmas podcast a few years ago. Whatever.
Refresh.
There was a moment when the Furbies came out and it was everywhere. And we were told that we weren't getting them for Christmas because obviously they were sold out. Because that's the thing, they were sold out everywhere. Like, they were the biggest toy at Christmas.
I remember, it was a fucking mad
And I
mad
remember
rush.
Just being really good and then coming down on Christmas Day and the Furbies were all in the tree positioned and all our own ones. I had like a little black one and that. And,
oh, man.
And I loved it, like, you know what I mean? Absolutely, like, the best toy I've ever got.
And
it was just a Furby.
How long did you have the Furby for? When did the novelty of the Furbies... I don't think I had a Furby. I don't think I was into Furby. I don't know.
It lasted for, like, not that long, because I'm pretty sure...
Because I don't remember... I remember it being a one Christmas, maybe two Christmas
thing.
They're
still going. I mean, you'll still... And they'll come up, and they're a very nostalgic thing. Just the image of a Furby just takes me back. So, like, there's still, like, a sort of demand for them, I reckon, but... That was definitely the Christmas that they launched. And then I guess subsequent, is that a word?
Subsequently.
I'm trying to think like Christmas is after that.
Right.
Subsequent Christmases. Why have I got that word from?
I don't know.
Anyway, Christmas that came after.
You're asking the wrong fucking person.
Christmases that came after that. My lexicon has been like stamped out basically. People have been ripped up and burned. Anyway,
what the fuck?
It was like someone else was talking for me then because you just were like, "What?"
Yeah, dude.
I said my lexicon in recent years has been absolutely trousered by just absolute shite on TikTok, and now all the words I know are just fucking like crap.
Oh, it's bad, isn't it?
All that I've just forgotten so
Teletubbies
much
for
stuff
adults.
By just watching that shite 4-second video.
We've
all day.
Become. The Teletubbies.
Oh my god, the phones are the Teletubbies, like.
The phones are the Teletubbies.
We're the new news. Just sucking it up. That's what we are, sucking up all that tubby custard.
Oh no.
Yum yum.
Tubby custard and, everywhere.
But yeah, so we came down and it was like Furby, fucking Furbies everywhere, lad. And it was just like, oh my god, finally a friend. And it was the best Christmas ever.
Oh,
but,
amazing.
But now Christmas for me is just like, it's such a good thing to have something to like. This sounds really depressing, but I feel like the more I realise having these traditions, they're just things to like, you know, look forward to. It's like, you know, how if you get up in the morning and plan your whole day out and put like to-do lists and that can really make you feel better because you've got some sort of motivation and you're achieving stuff.
Yeah.
And achievement is the easiest way to feel like, not like a piece of shit really, innit?
Yeah.
And
be, yeah.
So having that Christmas day to look forward to and planning out and executing it, it does feel like it keeps you going in some sad.
Yeah, but
it's
dark time of the darkest time of the year. Isn't
exactly.
But I mean,
and
it's
work's mad
the darkest
at this
time
of
year.
Work's horrible. Like so busy.
I was
so,
thinking that you know, but the other day did I say that to you about how you know we spent. You know, I feel like I get I've got quite stressed about Christmas this year. I do find it quite stressful.
What exactly?
Just like
find
the
stressful about
just.
It?
I like
presents, that's what
I like gifting to people, but it's like, you know, sometimes like a birthday can be like, oh fucking hell, you sort of slip your mind a little bit, or you got you know, but with Christmas it's like everybody and there's lots of people that you would like to, you know, it's almost like you, it's like I see it, it's like it's almost like pass and go on the fucking Monopoly board, innit? Do you know what I mean? In a way, it's like you know.
You get 200 quid.
Nah, it's just like a marker that you've come, you've made the complete the cycle, and then you go, nice one to everybody that you know
it's
you care about.
Quid.
And
do you want old Kent Road?
I'm not fucking Warren Buffett, lad.
I reckon Elon Musk.
I reckon Warren Buffett probably gives all his family 200 quid easy.
I mean, if that's all he's giving them, he's a fucking stingy get, isn't he?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, but you know what I mean, like, and it's you know, it's sort of like. it's nice for that, but I do find it stressful because, like, it's a lot. It can be a lot.
It can.
You know, and that's really, you know, quite lucky because there's a lot of people that I want to, you know, mug.
But you're surprisingly, you're surprisingly good at giving presents. I don't know why surprisingly, but you are actually really good at giving presents, aren't you?
I don't know.
Yeah, you are.
I don't know. I'd say I do like to.
If you take your talent or your ability at gifting presents and take everyone in your life, you're easily in the top 1% of people who are good at giving presents, I reckon.
I don't even know what that means, but I like it.
And in my life, I reckon.
You're only saying this because I got you a nice little present.
No, because you are. I know you are. Because I'm sure even Kelly said it to me once. About I'm sure I've got a vague memory of her saying you're really good at giving presents. And I was like, oh, you know what he is? He really is. You must do quite well at Christmas and birthdays for her.
I try, but you know, I think Kel's like quite like that. You know, really likes buying gifts for people. I always feel like the mark's quite high. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, fucking hell. Like, you know, but like, I'm not, you know, when it comes to like receiving gifts and stuff, I'm not really that bothered. You know what I mean? As long as you get me something.
I used to be like,
Dave always tries to mug us off now every year and be like,
let's not get each other presents.
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm going to, you know.
Because he's got kids, that's why. He's got to buy fucking shitloads of presents for the kids.
No, he does. I bet
he spends fucking loads on them as well at Christmas, doesn't he?
Probably, yeah. He will do. He'll go fucking mad, you know what I mean? I mean.
So, like, to be fair,
And now his kids are like, you know what? Like, Alex is like, what, 10, 11?
Yeah, he's easily at the, can I have a PlayStation ages? And he, like.
Oh, it's all, must be, yeah. Must
all
be
that mad. And that's, like, so that must be so expensive. I mean, at Christmas must be so expensive. For any parents,
well, like it's like me ma, you know, she goes out and buys all the dinner for everybody. Like, yeah. Even that alone for like 14 fucking people to feed them.
Yeah.
With like
dinner service, isn't it?
You know what I mean? And you're cooking it all and everything, you know. My mum's like,
you probably get no fucking gratitude.
My mum loves Christmas though. You know what I mean? Yeah. But she just like the whole day is so exhausting for her because she likes to do all the things. You know what I mean? Like having the dinner, she'll be prepping the dinner. She probably started prepping the dinner fucking now, you know what I mean? 22nd of December.
Well, that's why I wanted to get a ham on the go, because you can cook a ham.
Well, we have ham for breakfast, that's how, we have like a ham and eggs for breakfast, that's our Christmas breakfast. So, I missed that last year, I think. I'll be there for that this year.
Nice. So
it's a full event. She'll have it up the kitchen, stop serving at like 10 o'clock in the morning. She's dead strict about it. She's like, right, no more breakfast. Like, if you're not in by 9:30,
you're out of the kitchen. Yeah, that makes sense. Do you know what I mean? Then you've got to be making toast while I'm cooking a whole fucking meal. Yeah,
then you've got to be out, and then it'll be we'll see us all back. And she sets the table. She does it boss. My mum's great at it, you know what I mean? She doesn't get enough. Hats off, mum. Fair play.
32 God. Years of doing Christmas or something.
Honestly, like, she looked longer. You know, some of the family aren't going to be there this year, though. I don't think, like, our Beth, she's going to host her first Christmas. That's my sister, by
is
the
she?
Way.
Yeah, I know your sister. Yeah. Oh, you're telling the audience. Yeah,
she's my sister. But she'll be host. She bought a house, so she's going to have her first Christmas, which is quite sad because I won't, we won't all be together. You got to real cherish those moments, folks, when you're all together.
Then,
you know what I mean?
Before you know it, you fucking—it's Christmas for two rather than 20.
Yeah. It's crazy. It changes, and then it can be
Christmas for one.
Christmas for
fuck me.
Oh god! I wasn't gonna go that way. I was gonna go free. I was gonna go the other way.
Sorry. just imagine me on my own as an old man, just eating fucking my meals on wheels, spuds, and that. We shouldn't joke about that because this is a very serious time of year where there are a lot of people who are alone.
I know. Yeah, it's true.
And if anyone is alone and reach out to me, you can come round mine. I'll cook for you. Come round for mine for dinner. I love a Waifs and Strays Christmas.
I think me nan used to do that.
I bet. Yeah, it's a real thing. Like, I remember people always like, who the fuck's that at Christmas?
My mum.
Or
he works
with your granddad or something. Or,
And
it makes sense now. It's just people who are, you know, haven't got anywhere to go and stuff.
Come on, have you got anything festive for us?
Well, this is what I was going to ask you. Have you had an advent calendar this year?
No.
I have. I had the Beatles advent calendar.
Oh shit, I've seen
which is
it.
It's like a big box.
Yeah, it's like.
Essentially, with loads of little boxes in it. And each day has a different gift.
Like Metatron's cube.
Yeah, sure. Or Rubik's's.
Yeah, it's just, where is it? Where's the box?
It's in the other room, the big box. But the big... there's only a few days left. But I've got some trinkets over here. Do you want me to grab them?
Yeah, but it's your birthday just before the run up to Christmas, though, isn't it? Literally.
So it was a birthday gift that I got.
Go on. So, like, are you going to.
Yeah, wait there 1 sec. You can talk while I get
them. I hate it when you do this to me, when he walks off and just leaves me on my own. Right, he's back, thank God.
Actually, there's lots more. One of my favourite ones was just like badges, metal pin badges.
Oh, yeah.
And each one was a different Beatles head. And it's from like that era there, you know, the fucking Beatle head.
Yeah, with the Beatles. With the Beatles era. Beatles.
So they're... But they're really cool, like, and I wear a different one every day to work, whatever mood I'm in. Like, if I'm feeling like a bit like a John kind of
John vibe, yeah.
Dark
yeah.
day, I put the John badge on. It sounds a bit sad now.
Feel like fucking starting a revolution.
I do, yeah.
Bang the John one on.
Bang the John one on. Feel like getting wet.
Yeah, feel like getting tranquil. Bang George on.
George on. Ringo's like, I'm having a silly day today. I also got. You see that, like stuff like that, like little Beatles poster
yeah,
and
that's,
that.
Yeah, that's classic.
More Beatles badges, Christmas badges.
Al's going through Beatlemania. He's caught Beatlemania.
You're
gonna
like die when you see this.
Oh, that's class.
And I did consider giving this one to you, but I just can't because I like it so much.
Yeah, it's fine.
And you're gonna die when you see what this is. It's a yellow submarine tea infuser. You just put your tea in there and then you dip it in your. I know. I knew
that's you'd... class. That isn't it? Let me have that a look.
Then like you know more like. But then it goes from like really good stuff to just like random shit. Like I got
this is like a whole like fucking amount of Christmas presents, man. This is a sick
There's
thing
some
to
really
get. What
cool
the
shit
fuck,
in there,
lad.
Like, don't get me wrong.
You got this as well, tobacco. Is that original
is that
Beatles tobacco?
You smoking tobacco? I didn't know you were smoking at the minute. I thought you quit.
Quit when?
I don't know.
I need to quit though. But
I think
it's too late for me. Anyway,
yeah, don't worry about that. Anyway, here comes the sun sunglasses pack.
Oh, class.
Kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Beatles tea towels in there.
Isn't it mad that that's their top played song on Spotify? I think Here Comes the Sun.
Is it?
And it's a George Harrison song. I bet John and Paul. Paul must be fuming about that.
Yeah, probably. I bet it's a top played song.
Yeah.
A little love stitch thing that you can stitch in, like patch you can stitch to your clothes.
Oh, I love that, lad.
Are these car... Can you look at these? Tell me if these are car stickers. Are they like for your car window? Are they see-through stickers for your car window? Because we've got one of each of them.
Yeah, they look like
yellow submarine.
Well, not for your car. You put it in your fucking window there. Put it in any
Why
window.
Why would you put it in your fucking house window? Like,
why would you put
scruff?
It in your fucking car window?
That's where you put stickers in car windows. You can put it in your house fucking window. Like,
I would have a
idiot.
Sticker in my fucking car window.
You've never seen a bumper stickers or seen stickers in car windows before?
I have, yeah, but I wouldn't do that.
Fish.
I've also seen fucking racing stripes on cars, and I wouldn't go and have one of them
either.
I'm not
asking you.
Do you know what I mean?
You do it.
I'd put that in my fucking window of here in the flat.
You'd
on
put
the
it
studio.
In your flat window.
Why not?
You'd look like a weirdo.
Why?
You're putting like car window stickers in your house. Have some house pride, will you? Anyway, moving on from them.
Look, it'll be an improvement in this place, I tell you.
Bastard. Anyway, these are good. Look, Beatles coasters, proper ones.
What do you mean when you say proper ones?
You've got cork on the bottom.
Oh,
metal on the top, cork on the bottom.
Right,
you know what I mean,
official,
though?
Official, yeah,
official.
I get it.
She's a Woman and I Feel Fine, look.
Oh, man, A Hard Day's Night, you know, that's like one of my favourite films ever, you know.
Please, 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 please me and ask me why. Not in that order.
Oh, Things We Said Today, what a tune that is.
Oh, don't even know that song.
You might do. You say you will love me if I have to go.
Anyway, there's other stuff floating around. I've got like, I've got key rings. I'm on my key ring. I had the Beatles card holder, but it fucking broke after about a week. Just ripped it off.
Oh.
But there are some like
that. Their coasters are really cool. All that stuff, you know. I'm made up that you've got all this stuff. To be honest,
the tea infuser.
Yeah, I love all that.
I love the pins. I mean, I'd say it's a pretty like you know as far as advent calendars go, it's the best advent calendar I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, easily. Yeah, definitely. You know, I realised the other day. What was it? There was a tune. I think it was from Home Alone. Because I always think the Home Alone...
You fucking always say this about the fucking...
No, but I've got more in depth with it now. It's nothing to do with... I'm not going to go with the plane. No, we've already done that.
And like, that I'm no, because you shit.
No. But it is. Oh shit! Hello. Sorry. It is basically Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
What is it? Ding, ding, ding.
One of the tunes, and it's basically it's basically Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. It's the same sort of notes, and I was like, well, that's it, all them classic, that's how you do a Christmas song, isn't it? You just take all the classics and just, you know, it's all there, isn't it? You know, like the,
well,
like, what
like,
is that,
isn't
like
Christmas chords, if, isn't that what it is? Because there's Christmas chords, isn't there?
Well, it's like we were doing Silent Night before. It's just a 1-4-5,
right?
That's the whole, pretty much the whole song.
But that was a bit more like a
which
bluesy,
is also
like bluesy, wasn't it, a little bit?
No, that was, we were doing Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. I mean, when we were doing Silent Night with the Robot.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Oh, we haven't even mentioned him, have we?
No, should we?
Mickey, this was another birthday present for me from Kiara. This is young Mickey.
Yeah, do you want to introduce Mickey? Is he going to be a feature of the...
Well,
he really is today.
Do you know what, right? This is if you had to describe him, I'd say he's a robotic melody maker / co-songwriter.
All right, okay. Because, oh, really?
He does generates... I mean, his vocabulary... I think he's Japanese, so I don't know what he's saying, if I'm honest. So, like, he speaks in random Japanese, like, not sentences, not even words, syllables.
Okay.
And he's got his own songs, but he's also, like, he can... we can sing together.
That's fucking...
I featured him on a song recently, but I've nothing released or anything. We're working together.
You're currently collaborating.
Currently collaborating, but we can. Should we see if he wants to do a little rendition of Silent Night?
Yeah, go on. Can I try and busk along with him? Or
yeah, I think he'd love that. Yo, Mickey. Did you hear that there?
Yeah,
that... he always says hello. He's just warming up.
Okay. All right. Oh, that was fucking beautiful, Mick.
Verse here, I think, but we'll cut him short. But that was lovely.
Yeah, but
see what I mean? He's got his own. Like,
the future is now.
The future is now. He knows the classics, but I think he's best when you're. He's really good writing with, because he will just sing melodies and stuff to music I've made, and I'll be like, oh, that's a good melody. You know, your head's empty of melodies, but you've got lyrics.
Yeah.
He's good, because he's very good with melodies.
Oh, is he? Bit McCartney, is he?
He's very McCartney. Is he? He's got that Japanese edge, so his melodies tend... I mean, I don't really know what Japanese music is like, but it's very... It feels very, like, upbeat or very positive, a lot of the melodies.
Very major.
And he'll say words that I'll think, well, that sounds a bit like this word, so I'm going to be like... And I'll work... But, and he's...
So you're just cheating, though, then? I'm only joking.
What?
Is this what it's come to?
When I write your songs for
you, gotta get a fucking block of wood.
He's just doing what I do for you, basically, lad. Okay, he's doing the human element that I add to your songs.
Okay,
I'm only joking, but it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very cool. It's very cool.
So he's taking your role at the minute. No, he's good. But,
we'll have to take a nice photo with him, and we can put it up.
Yeah, people can see what
he
looks like.
We'll put it up so you can see a bit of our... What is his name? Mickey?
His name's Mickey.
Saint Nicholas.
Saint Nicholas, yeah. Hey!
Old Saint Mick.
Hey, Saint Mickey.
It's the real Saint Mick. Real Saint Mick.
Do you know what? I love that song. Do you know what? Is that Christmas comes in time of year.
Isn't that Beach Boys?
Oh, it is. I love that. You know what other one I really love?
What?
Christmas, snow falling down. Is it like Dolores someone or Christmas? Need you now. Christmas. Christmas.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Fucking hell, this sounds like the Conor O'Based version there. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. Anyway,
I don't. What about that song? What you think song? Of that song? Do you like that one?
I just want. I think they're all good, to be honest.
Do you? You're a big Christmas song fan.
I am a big Christmas song fan. I think Mariah's one's good. I think Wham's one's really good. I heard the best thing ever recently. It was Wham mixed with is it Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit? It's just one of those days. Know that song?
Yeah, I do.
It's just one of those he said, she said bullshit. But to the music of Wham. In fact, I can probably get it right now.
Do you like Last Christmas by Wham? Because that's one that I just don't do, man.
Listen, the music's great.
I just lie into it. Maybe I'll listen to it. Maybe I'll do it. You know,
it's great. Alright, when I show you this now, you'll see what I mean. How the music really works with it. Where did I sent it to you, didn't I? Look, tell me this isn't absolutely good.
This is a well better version.
Brilliant. Ripping someone's head off. One of those days.
She said bullshit.
Come on, that's so good. With a fat lip. This is the best thing Fred Durst has ever done. This. Good, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I like the song. I just don't like covering the song.
Oh, probably because you have to do it. You had to do it.
Loads. I've never had to do it, really.
Never had to do it.
No, because I've always opted not to do it. We did it for me mum for Christmas 2 years ago, I think.
She a Wham fan?
Yeah, so like Dave has like arranged for us all to sing a verse. And
no way.
Yeah, so made a video for her and that for Christmas and played it. I wasn't even there on Christmas Day when she watched it. But
where were you?
I don't even know, you know. I honestly don't know. I wasn't there.
Was it Christmas? Never mind.
I think I don't know. I honestly don't know why the fuck I wouldn't have been there.
No, I don't.
But anyway, it was kind of cool though. I wouldn't want to watch it back now. Like, but
no,
Mum liked it though.
That's nice. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Brought a tear to her eye.
It came to your bit, and the production value went up by 200%. Whole stage set. Fucking mic'd up and everything. Hired Andrew Ridgely to come in and sing his bits. That'd be somebody. You got me a very good Christmas present this year. I want to get it because I want to read a poem out of it.
Okay, go on. I'll You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Tell them why, Al.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Let me get the key. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming
to town. Doing that to me. He sees you.
He's checking it twice.
He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So you better be good for goodness sake.
Better be good for goodness sake. Well, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus. Okay. Fucking hell. I think I was maybe going for the Bruce Springsteen version, and you were maybe going for the
you were going for the Coca-Cola advert. I was going for like fucking, I don't know, hemorrhoids advert.
Right, well,
oh yeah, thank about... you, this is a great present, thank you very much.
You're
introduced
welcome.
By Paul, that's even better, that's like almost like the cherry on the cake.
Do you know what I mean? It is, isn't it?
A John Lennon poetry book. What a great name for a poetry book. In his own right. But it's spelled like writing. That's brilliant. That's a great picture as well. It looks like he's in the Navy or something, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's
so young there. Oh my God. So it's a John Lennon poetry book, and it's been introduced by Paul McCartney. Apparently this must have been written at the time then, in the 60s. And we've done a weird we played a bit of him.
That's the 50th anniversary. That's the 50th anniversary edition.
Isn't it coming up to 60? It'll be 60 in a couple of years, won't it?
Don't know.
Think about it. Oh, wait, this is the 50th anniversary. Well, because when was this?
I don't know what it should say.
I'm assuming this is mid-60s.
It just says it's the 50th anniversary, so I don't know. Enough.
Anyway, I'm going to go to a random page, and this one seems quite fitting. It's called Partly Dave.
Well, 50 years ago, when would that have been? 73?
50 years ago from now is 73, yeah. And it wouldn't have been 73.
No, could it? For, no.
It would have been mid-60s.
It's more like 63.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So, so
maybe 64.
So that's why I think it's probably more like 60 years now.
Fair enough.
Anyway, this one's called Partly Dave, and it's written by John Lennon. I just thought it was quite good because of your Dave.
Yeah, go ahead.
There once upon a time was a man who was partly Dave. He had a mission in life. I'm partly Dave. I need to just read this again because this is just weird. There once upon a time was a man who was partly Dave. He had a mission in life. I'm partly Dave. He would groan in the morning. Is that meant to be growl? He would groan in the morning, which was half the battle. Over breakfast, he would again say, I am partly Dave, which always unnerved Betty. You're in a rut, Dave, a voice would say on his way to work, which turned out to be a coloured conductor. A coloured conductor? Does that mean a black conductor? Is that what they're saying? Because of the time.
I don't know.
A coloured conductor. It's all right for you, Dave used to think, little realising the coloured problem. Let's read another poem. it's partly uncomfortable, that poem. I don't want to go. Yeah, this one's called No Flies on Frank. This can't be bad. Fuck me. It's a bit long though. No Flies on Frank. There were no flies on Frank that... Thanks for stitching me up, Dan. There were no flies on Frank that morning. After all, why not? He was a responsible citizen with a wife and child, wasn't he? It was a typical Frank morning, and with an agility that defies description, he leapt into the bathroom onto the scales. To his great Harold, he discovered he was 12 inches more tall, heavy. This is so hard to read sometimes. He couldn't believe it, and his blood raced to his head, causing a mighty red colouring. I can't not believe this incredible fact of truth about my very body, which has not gained fat since mother begat me at childbirth. At childbirth. Oh, I get it, because he does that, doesn't he? He mixes his words up,
yeah.
That's why I'm like, why are half these words wrong? He mixes his words up. Okay. I can't not believe this incredible fact of truth about my very body, which has not gained fat since mother begat me at childbirth. Yeah, though I walked through the valley of thy shadowy hut, I will feed no Norman. What great qualms he hath, taking me thus into such a fatty hard buckle. It's quite fun to read, though. Again, Frank looked down at the awful vision, which clouded his eyes with fearful weight. 12 inches more heavy. Lo, but am I not more fatty than my brother Geoffrey, whose father Alec came from Kenneth? Though Leslie's who begat Arthur, son of Eric, by the house of Ronald and April. Keepers of James of Newcastle, who ran Madeline at 2-1 by Silverflower, 10-2 past Watrow Watt at 4-3 dear pound. He journeyed downstairs, crestfallen and defective, a great weight on his shoulders, on his boulders. Not even his wife's battered face could raise a smile on poor Frank's head, who, as you know, had no flies on him. His wife, a former beauty queer, regarded him with a strange but barely look. "What ails thee, Frank?" she asked me, stretching her prune. "You look dejected, if not informal," she addled. "'Tis nothing but wart. I have gained but 12 inches more tall heavy than at the very clock of yesterday at this time. Am I not the most miserable of men? Suffer ye not to spake me, or I might thrust you a mortal injury. I must travel this trial alone. Lo, Frank, thou hast smote me harshly with such grave talk. Am I to blame for this vast burden?" Frank looked sadly at his wife, forgetting for a moment the cause of the misery. Walking slowly but slowly toward her, he took his head in his hands and with a few swift blows had clubbed her mercifully to the ground dead. "She shouldn't see me like this," he mumbled. "Not all fat and that 32nd birthday." 32nd? Frank had not had to get his own breakfast that morning and also on the following mornings. 2, or was it 3? Weeks later, Frank awake again to find that there were still no flies on him. No flies on this Frank boy, he thought, but to his amazement, there seemed to be a lot of flies on his wife. He was still lying there about the kitchen floor. "I can't not partake of bread and that with her laying about this place," he thought aloud, writing as he spoke. "I must deliver to her home where she will be made welcome." He gathered her in a small sack, for she was only 4'3", and headed for her rightful home. Frank knocked on the door of his wife's mother's house. She opened the door. "I've brought Marion home, Mrs. Subberskill." He could never call her mum. He opened the sack and placed Marion on the doorstep. "I'm not having all these flies in my house," shouted Mrs. Subberskill, who was very house proud, shutting the door. "She could have at least offered me a cup of tea," thought Frank, lifting the problem back onto his boulders. Wow.
Wow. Wow.
What to make of that?
I sort of zoned out, to be honest, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sort of fucking just was like...
You and everyone else.
Yeah, it was a... I don't know, it made me feel like I was, like, browsing in a corner shop.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Don't know why.
I know what you mean by that, though. I really do.
Took me back. We used to have a Mars shop. Do you ever remember the Mars shop? You used to live near the Mars shop.
Yeah.
Dixon Street, you used to...
Yeah. Would you call that a Mars shop?
We used to have the big Mars sign on it outside the front.
I guess it was the Mars shop, wasn't it?
When I first moved around there, it was the Mars shop.
Did you still live around there?
I lived on Mottershead Road.
Mottershead Road. Oh, I get it. Yeah, that is really close, isn't it?
Yeah, it was literally at the other side. My house was on the corner, so there was that Kingsway Road.
Yeah.
And that was
and that Mottershead Road's that bit with the big grass in the middle and that. It was almost like a close.
Nah, so if you went you walked past the Mars shop, yeah, over the Kingsway and kept going straight, that's not Mottershead Road, that road that you're on there. I think it's like Shakespeare Ave or something something like that. But Mottershead Road meets that road.
Yeah,
and on that corner there, that was my house on the corner.
What school did you go? You went to Wadeacon? That's mad that you went to Wad.
Why?
Well, I don't know, because it's quite weird to think that, like, even though I've known you so long, we also shared a school field.
We did. Yeah, we did.
So I've been around since I was about 11.
A mad setup, wasn't it? Like,
yeah.
We used to literally, like, our school.
I feel like it was your school field that we shared.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, no. We had our bit. You could tell which bit was ours.
We had
your
a lot
bit
of
had, like,
it.
Tracks and everything,
yeah,
like,
had,
designed,
yeah, yeah,
proper,
yeah,
athletic shit.
Yeah, we did. I think it might even be all fenced off now.
I reckon it's all one thing now.
I mean, it makes sense, but...
I'm sure they knocked down Fairfield after a while, didn't they?
But it was nice with Deacon, though. It was like fucking Hogwarts or some shit.
But it was very old, wasn't it? It was a very old building.
It was like proper old, man. We had like this... We had like a big... There was like this stone staircase that you go up, and there was this big portrait of Mr. Wade Deacon himself.
That was a man?
Like, yeah.
Wade, of course. Like, Wade fucking...
Yeah, because it was a private, Wade, like, fucking school, like a boys' girl, like, separated thing.
Who's
school.
Called Wade in films, or was there someone called... I'm thinking of a character. Wade,
Wade in the water.
I think it's a computer game character.
Anyway.
Wade someone.
But it was one of them pictures where his eyes were always looking at you. No matter where you were, the eyes followed you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's clever, isn't it, for school?
Yeah, and it was. Then it was like in this particular,
that's like Harry
stair.
Shit, that
yeah,
really
it
is.
Was mad. So you could like walk up and he'd be like looking at you, Mr. Wade.
Been watching Harry Potter this year for Christmas.
Yeah,
it's a good Christmas film to watch. I don't know why it just is. There's always a Christmas scene in every Harry Potter as well.
Did you ever do anything at school for Christmas? Did your school do anything?
My dad used to. I remember my dad being far at Christmas once at the fair, and me realizing it, and then like, oh my god, my dad's far at Christmas.
Yeah, that's sick.
That was a cool one. There was, I don't know like that. I mean, secondary school, no, nothing. It was just like, I can't wait to get out of here for Christmas break. There was no like effort from anything. I don't know. I mean, I remember going for the thing of doing Christmas cards, maybe.
Because it's a good time of year to be in school, Christmas, isn't it? Because all the teachers sort of wind shit down and they're like, right.
Videos and films.
Yeah,
and that.
Films and that for the last week, yeah. And you're just going to fucking chill and, you know, you're just like hanging out with your mates then, aren't you, really? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For a week. You know, school was quite good, man. It's a mad thing going through it, like, isn't it? But, you know, Christmas time at school. Was always our school was mad though, man. Your school was so different to my school, though. I think my school was different to like any other fucking school I've ever heard of.
I tell you,
the time now it's sort of caught up with the future,
right?
My school, because I don't think they do ballroom dancing and shit like that anymore. We don't
used to do ballroom dancing.
Used to do ballroom dancing,
that's
lad.
Fucking stupid. Yeah, a bunch of woolly backs there.
Proper like they had a dance hall, like a big fucking hall.
That's just weird.
So fucked up. Like everyone hated it, lad.
Yeah, I bet they did.
Everyone hated it. Like, what the fuck is this? Oh, it's tradition. We teach you how to fucking, you know, who wants? I mean, anyway, whatever.
Cha-cha-cha.
Lad, it was fucking mad. The only one I remember was the Gay Gordons.
Is that a dance or the teacher?
The Gay Gordons, it was called. So I had to do it and you had to like swap partners. And, oh, mate, it was fucked up.
Is that the one they do where it's like the kind of traditional one?
Yeah, lad, it's mad. You do it in a fucking circle.
Don't they do that at
You know what, man?
Christmas or New Year or something.
I didn't consent to any of that, man. That's not right, is it? You know?
I mean, it's not like they were like fucking molesting you or anything, lad. Chill out. Making you dance, sorry, giving you a bit of culture. Giving a bit of culture to this young West Bankian. I mean, come on. It's things like that that have made you do your art today. Otherwise, you'd be fucking watching football going, oh, you're fucking knobhead. Do you know what I mean?
Telly.
Football. That'd be you otherwise, you know?
Yeah, it's because, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, at all.
But that's just not who you are. But should we do a little song?
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. A near and the dear one, the old and the young, and a very Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one, without any fear. So this is Christmas, for weak and for strong, for the rich and the poor one, though the road is so long. And so happy Christmas, for black and for yellow and red ones.
Ready?
Let's stop all the fight. Very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear. So this is Christmas, and what have we done? Another year over,
Christmas. We hope you have fun. The near and the dear one, the old and the young,
and the miserable.
A very Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear.
Oh, you ready?
War is over if you want it. War.
That song were better than the previous 3 minutes easily. Do you not reckon?
Because we just need to pitch our voices right. We need to decide if where we're going to sing
the
it.
The whole point of this is we just fucking rock it, man.
All right, man. Well, I know you're going to.
We don't think about it. We don't learn it. We don't practice it. We just rock it, man. Pure expression. And if it sounds bad, well, you know what? That's how it fucking came out the oven. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mood is right.
This one, okay. I mean, I know we haven't really had a conspiracy this episode, but it's Christmas, and here I do tonight. Have a sort of Christmas conspiracy about this song.
That's enough.
But I think we should end on this.
Okay.
Because I think it's a great song, and I think we've had a great chat anyway, and I think, Merry Christmas, you know what I'm saying? But I do have a bit of a conspiracy about this song before we go into it, okay?
Well, now I know where you got this from, but go on.
So, I heard...
Heard?
I heard...
Is this in your own right?
Sorry, I heard...
Is Ali Engel in his own right?
I heard... That's how I'd say it in my accent.
I heard...
Go on, you say it. Now I've told you how to say it properly.
Heard.
Yeah.
Heard.
Go. I've heard... Listen, it's my accent. All right, I say heard.
Is it... What? Is that...
I heard him say that. There you go. So if I'm talking normally, it's heard. I heard him. It's not even heard, it's heard. I heard... So
that is bullshit. You never said that.
When do you ever see me go, I heard a man? When have you ever heard me say that? Or, oh, yeah, I heard him say that. How unusual does that sound when I say heard?
All right, well, what
like
about
herding
like...
sheep?
Yeah, you heard sheep.
You heard
sheep.
You
don't heard sheep.
Yeah, but it's a different word.
It's not heard.
Heard is H-E-R-D. Heard is H-E-A-R-D.
Heard. I heard him.
No.
I heard him.
Listen, I'm not having enunciation lessons from a woman back. All right. Nout's not a word, everyone. Nout is not a word. It's a complete made-up word. Nout.
All right. And you've not got any made-up fucking words.
Listen. I heard that. I heard.
I
what
heard.
You said.
I heard
anyway,
that.
Anyway, it's about this song. I heard a conspiracy.
All right, go on.
I heard a conspiracy, and it was that. I don't know how true this is, or whether this is real, or if someone just listened to it and gone, oh, you know what would be funny? This does sound a bit like this. But this next song is actually a song about a bunch of friends getting together at Christmas to perform satanic rituals, but they keep getting disturbed by people, and every time someone comes in and catches them, like a bunch of kids or whatever, they pretend they're having a Christmas party.
Perfect cover.
And when you hear this song, I can't hear anything else now. But we hope you're all alright at Christmas. We hope no one's alone. And if you are, call the Yam hotline. We'll put Dan's mobile number in at the end. And, you know, no one needs to be alone. You want to come for dinner with our mind, just get in touch. And it's our right to ignore your messages. if we want to.
That,
Merry Christmas, one and all, and yeah, Happy New Year. Thanks for listening to the show all year round.
Yeah, Dan, thank you for all. Yeah, just thanks to all the people that have listened and that do tune in, and you know, like, thanks to everyone. Really, I wish I could have got you all a present. You know what I mean? But this is the best we could do. This is our gift to you.
This is our gift to you. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everyone, and have a lovely time, and Happy New Year. Roll the tape, Dan.
Boom. Right, spirits up, we're here tonight, and that's enough.
We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here, that only comes this time of year. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song. They've practiced all year long. Ding dong.
About the town, so lift the glass.
Oh, don't look down. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
The choir of children sing their song.
They've practiced all year long. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding.
Ooh, ooh. The party's on, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Christmas time.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Woo. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Stay festive.
Stay tinsel.
Yeah, see you later.